But I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little.
I'm really interested in listening to that song, but anyway, this is Deanna Spingola. You are listening to The Corporation Nation, usually hosted by the one and only Clint Richardson, for whom I am subbing tonight and tomorrow night. His website is realityblogger.wordpress.com and, of course, the CorporationNation.com. I invite you to visit my chat room tonight. I know that there's going to be some of my regular listeners there, and that is spingola.chatango.com. All righty. Our guest today, or tonight, is Dennis Wise. He will also be joining us tomorrow evening. He is also known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the very popular, lengthy video, wonderful, comprehensive video titled Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. The website is thegreateststorynevertold.tv. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Hi, Diana. You all right?
Are you there?
Hello, yes.
Yes, hello, hello. It's so nice to have you on the program and to talk with you again.
It's great to be here, thanks.
Well, and we get to have you for two evenings in a row, and because there's so many things that that we'd like to have you share with us. Now, the greatest story never told, you put it all together into it was series, and it was, you have to look at each part, and I think the parts got up to 35 or 36, and then you put it all together, and I heard nothing but raves and wonderful things about it. And, of course, I've watched it several times. I watched it again about a week ago. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's great to hear. Certainly, I've been looking at some emails only tonight because I was a little bit ill during the week.
But I'm
okay now. The email always picked me up anyway. I get some wonderful emails from all around the world explaining to me how it's affected everybody, and not just the people who write, but the families as well. And it's really uplifting, really good.
Indeed. Well, the owner of RBN, John Stattmiller, called me, it must be 2 months ago already, and he said that he'd had several callers into his program, and he said that they recommended that he watch your movie. And before that, he said he really didn't understand exactly Hitler's position in history, and like so many millions of other people, had some very negative views about him, and he stayed up all night and watched the movie. And I think he was duly impressed by it, and as I'm sure everyone else is, because when you watch the movie, the way you've put the music together and everything, it's just so skilled, so brilliant, that it's just very impactful for anybody that watches it. And you find yourself crying through it. You find yourself, it's just emotionally impactful, powerful, truthful. I can't say enough good things about it.
Well, it's one or two comments sometimes get our emails. People saying that when they're at school, they never really took any notice of history lessons or World War II, but since they've watched this this movie, that they're just totally enraptured in how the events all unfolded, and as you say, how Hitler was demonized wrongly, and at the end of it all, it's if at the very least people are educated. Hopefully.
Yes, yes. And that is really important. And he has been demonized, but not only has he been demonized, but the whole country of Germany has been demonized. And the bankers said, Bernard Baruch said, that it wasn't just Hitler they were going to get. They were going to get all the Germans because they are the ones that that supported Hitler, and they were just as evil, people say.
Mm. Well, I think Hitler educated the German people, and I think is one of the reasons why the war went to the very end, where I think most Germans knew exactly what the situation was and why they were fighting, where I don't believe that was the case with the Allies. I do believe a lot were propagandized, especially the Americans. Well, mainly people outside of mainland Europe, to be honest. Because in them days, there was no internet. I think Putin finds himself a little bit luckier these days with a lot more information being passed around. But in them days, mainland Europe would have been total lockdown. The Rothschilds had all the media and would only allow out what they wanted or what they made up. So a lot of people would have gone over to Germany hoping to kill this monster and liberate the German people, when all the while the monster was coming from the east and causing all kinds of mayhem.
Right. And of course, aided and abetted by England, France, and the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All three Masonic countries.
Yes. So Germany was literally surrounded and had to fight a war on both sides. Had to fight in the east, had to fight in the west. And it's amazing that they were able to be as successful as they were. And it's because of it wasn't because they were super militarized. They didn't have the ammunition, they didn't have the tanks, they didn't have all of the war making machinery, and so it was just brilliant the way that they were able to use what they did have and to be as successful as they were.
Well, so brilliant as you emphasize that even today people reading stories or watching videos about help from aliens.
Yes.
That's just how brilliant it was.
Yes. There was a question that came up prior to the program, and you did mention it in the movie. There are a lot of claims, mainly from one particular gentleman, that state that Hitler escaped all of the end. He escaped and he went to Argentina, and that he did not commit suicide with his wife Eva Braun in the bunker, but they both escaped and they went to Argentina. Now, you did mention it in the movie. You didn't actually say what your opinion was. Would you care to share what your opinion is, or based
sure.
on what you have discovered and revealed about Hitler?
Well, I felt because of the uncertainty of it all, and a lot of people today genuinely believe that he did escape, and had no means of proving it, that's why I mentioned it. Even today, some people think or believe that he escaped. But my own personal opinion is that going off his state of health at the time and the hopelessness of the situation, if he was maybe 23, 24, it could have been a different ball game where he could have moved abroad somewhere, possibly restarted again. But even that is clutching. So when he's at the age he was and in the condition he was and injured recently from the bomb blast, and then his statement that he was prepared to die in Berlin convinces myself and many others that is where he actually died. Now, how he died is maybe another question. I mean, some people believe that he did commit suicide. Other people believe died fighting the Russians outside. But the point is, it's like any name such as Adolf Hitler or Elvis Presley, there is always going to be myths around these legendary names, and it'll go on till the end of time, and there's nothing you can do about it. But my own personal opinion is that he did die. I feel he committed suicide, because he often required one or two of his officers who didn't obey, such as Paulus in Stalingrad, where he requested that he take a soldier's death and commit suicide. So I think Hitler would have looked at it as a soldier's death, and especially after the way that Mussolini and his mistress Clara was treated so badly when they were captured alive. So
right.
It's a roundabout answer, but I believe that he did die in Berlin, and I believe he would have committed suicide.
Right. Yeah. I guess they hung Mussolini upside down and in the public square, and oh gosh.
Well, before that even, I mean, there's some evidence that he was tortured and she was raped, even today with digital means and experiments. I mentioned that in the documentary, and quote the place where they did all the tests, and they've worked out that he wasn't clothed at the time of death. So
right. It
doesn't take, you know, when you look at the scenes around Gaddafi, doesn't take a lot to wonder when he's in the hands of the enemy just what went on.
Indeed. I share your opinion because of his behavior throughout, from World War I onward. The fact that he volunteered for a really treacherous duty in being a messenger. Nobody's going to act cowardly later on. And I think that the way that this myth got started was that it makes it seem like, or it kind of supports the myth that he was trained at Tavistock and that he was a British agent, and that he was so that it makes it seem like, well, it's the Germans' own fault, and he was an agent, he was a Rothschild, and this and that. So that it takes the focus off of what the good, great things that he did for the economy in Germany. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think since the birth of the internet, a lot more people are a lot more wiser, and so they have to come out with more BS, you know, in the the economy was, I mean, once the story was that the economy wasn't as bad as what people made out, but as I say, more information comes out with the internet, and now it's, oh well, it was helped by the Zionists or the bankers, you know. Mm-hmm. they're always trying to create something which, as you've just mentioned, then takes away this greatness of this one person who, from ordinary beginnings, it's either me or you or, you know, your next door neighbour in government and working for the people, and just an incredible story, which is always enemies are always going to try and tear it apart. But the truth, it's difficult to tear the truth apart because, you know, the lie never lasts.
As you say, the truth will out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, you started this project. Gosh, how long ago did you start this project?
It's probably about 4.5 years ago now, maybe 4 years. I know it took me around nearly 3 years to actually complete.
Wow.
It was a labor of love, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. You wrote the script, you put it all together. I am just so amazed at your creativity. And
actually, it's not true that I wrote the script. I actually, every 15 minutes, I just plotted it as I went along, knowing much of the story and how things developed. But I never actually worked off a script, Diana.
Okay, but you put it together.
Mm-hmm.
In such a way that it just demonstrates creative genius. in my opinion.
Thank you. Well, the thing is the trick is to keep people interested. 6 hours is a long time. And may I just say that people who complain that it's 6 hours, the movie Hitler, the Rise of Evil was 2.5 hours, and they didn't even get up to the war. Plus, it was a lot of rubbish. But what I'm trying to say, for something what had never been, a lot had never been revealed before, and I was covering nearly 100 years in all, 6.5 hours, you know, was just about right.
Yes. Well, I stayed with it the entire time. I mean, because not break the continuity. And, well, John Stadtmiller stayed with it the entire time, not to break the continuity. And it just kept your interest to the point that it was kind of an easy thing to do. I mean, you just decide, okay, I'm going to take the stay and do it.
Yeah, well, it's like a series. I did it in such a way that if you were working or you were busy, you could watch an hour and then come back and pick up straight off and watch another hour, maybe 2 hours, depending on what time you had. But it's all about not so much leaving a cliffhanger, but leaving it in such a way that you'd want to know the next stage. And I felt all the way through I managed to achieve it. But the greatest achievement I felt was the final part. Part 25, where I'd gone all that way, and I'd even gone into detail after the war of what happened, and I thought, if this doesn't work now on the final episode, it's just gonna be heartbreaking. But it turned out that now is my favourite. Well, it was then my favourite episode, because for the 25th part, it just all comes together. With the pattern, and then you've got the old German soldiers talking, explaining, you know, they weren't fighting the Russians as such, they were fighting the Bolsheviks, and they would have gone right through to France. And then it moves on to the old man who knew Hitler in his younger days, and explained that when Hitler looked at him, his eyes would pierce him and go into a distance beyond. And from that moment on, he looked at Hitler and always felt that Hitler was a man of honour and integrity. And then as it went into the final stages, explaining that the Russians were indeed going to invade, and the papers and documents had been signed by the Russians, that Hitler actually invaded just in time, something like just under 3 weeks, or the Soviets would have invaded en masse. And if it was caught unawares, it would have been a problem for all of Europe, which today, you know, is never thanked for.
Yes, indeed.
And the music, Dan, of course, played a big part in it all. And the music in that 25th part is just, I just felt unbelievable.
Yes, yes. Well, the music throughout, I mean, I usually start crying right away. Because yeah. I just...
I did myself. You know, when I realised what we'd, you know, I mean, I always knew what we'd lost, but when I could see it in front of me on the screen, and then I look around at what we've got today, you can't help but be brought to tears.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah. And vision. People don't read much anymore. Mm-hmm. A lot of people haven't picked up a book since they graduated from college or left school. And so this is such a wonderful way of presenting the history and really helping people to understand. So it's an amazing feat. I really just think it's just an amazing thing that you've done. We're at a break. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Ooh, Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead.
Pull the- is this real? 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 Or is this just a ride?
The world is like a ride.
Think it's real. Hello, welcome back. This is Deanna, and I am subbing for the one and only Clint Richardson. I will be here tonight and tomorrow evening. And our guest tonight and tomorrow is Dennis Wise, who is also known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the very popular movie Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. The website is The Greatest Story Never Told. And of course, we do invite questions from the chat room, and you may also call in at 800-313-9443 if you have questions or comments. So we welcome you to do either of those things. So that would be great. Okay, the movie again is Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. How did you settle on that particular title?
Well, it's funny, really, because I've had experience in promoting years ago. And when you do a big show or a big event, you need a big title. And there doesn't come with any bigger story than Adolf Hitler. And so you need a big title. And when I first used the title, and I was putting the episodes up on YouTube, there were some people criticising the title, saying that nobody's going to watch it. And as I said, I knew from experience that if it did catch on or catch fire, then that title only grows. It's a little bit like if you have a big title in a small venue, it's kind of doesn't really mean nothing. But the bigger the venue gets, you know, if you start to say play arenas, that title then starts to grow with that event. And so I knew that if ever it did, which I was hoping it would, and the early signs told me it would, then I knew that that title would be would epitomise the whole thing. And certainly when I look on the internet these days and I'll Google certain things, and a lot of people are either telling people to go and view it, or are recommending if they're in some kind of a debate, they'll go to the documentary. It just seems to be the one that has just broken through that little bit of a barrier. That's not to say that there's people more capable even than me at research, which hopefully this documentary will break down barriers so then people can watch the documentary and then even go and research with these other people. I know that you have these people on your show, Deanna. And so it's just a barrier that it's broke through, I feel, and it's not yet finished because at the moment, obviously, we get banned on Facebook and we get banned on YouTube. But at the moment, we've had one of the channels have been up for just under 6 months, and that's got around 500,000 hits. But there's other channels on YouTube as well. The one in particular, which I couldn't find for a while, and that's had 200,000 hits. So there's you add it all together, and people want to come to the website. There's a lot of people out there realizing and commenting how they've been lied to and how they've been wrongly demonized.
Indeed, and I think that that because of the current activities in the Middle East and the similar circumstances, the commonalities between what happened to Germany and what happened to Libya and what happened in Iraq, it just really maximizes the idea that, gosh, this lion and this viciousness and this terroristic warfare that the Allies, because it seems like that Britain and France and America have been doing this sort of behavior, engaging in this kind of behavior for quite some time. So people say, well, yeah, it didn't start just recently. It started back in World War One.
Well, before then, with Britain. Britain's quite an adept hand and France, because people forget again, the time of World War II, everybody said Hitler wanted to conquer the world. The world was more or less already conquered by France and by Britain.
Indeed.
And they had the various tactics all sorted out. But America, I felt, learnt a lot from World War One, whereas at the end of World War Two, they went for complete annihilation. We even see today that 90-year-old ex-SS men are being picked up and taken to Germany for trial. They want to actually annihilate National Socialism totally.
Isn't that amazing? All righty, we are going to a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now, only at MUSA.org.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna, and I am. You are listening to the Corporation Nation, usually hosted by Clint Richardson, for whom I am subbing tonight and tomorrow evening. His website is thecorporationnation.com. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. And if you would like to join us in, well, there's two chat rooms open, spingola.chatango.com and corporationnation.chatango.com. There's no the before the corporation, just corporationnation.chatango.com. And I am kind of visiting both chat rooms and talking with our wonderful guest, Dennis Wise, also known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the very popular Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told, and that website is thegreateststorynevertold.tv. We were talking about, what were we talking about? I was reading some things in the chat room, but anyway, we do have a caller.
Okay.
So let's take Chris in Canada. I hope it's a Chris. I think it is. Chris, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Dennis. Wow.
Hi.
my friend, I watched your documentary, and it just it blew my mind. You've been you've done something that people have been thinking about for years, and you put it in so concisely and appropriate and perfect. I am just so ecstatic about it. I'm sending this out to everybody I know, and
thank you.
Unfortunately, I live in Canada, so I got to be really careful about what I do or say. We've had many people imprisoned for doing less than what you did with this, but thank you. All I can say is thank you for what you've done with this. This is beautiful.
My pleasure.
And there is a couple. Well, I've seen many of documentaries, and you're familiar with a lot of the people that are on the same page with you. But there's one called "Debunking the Holocaust," mm-hmm. and it's a two-part series. It's it was done before your project,
mm-hmm.
And it's done in two parts, about 4.5 hours.
Yeah,
and they walk you to the library to show you the books before they were burned, and they got copies of the books, they recorded them, and then they recorded a testimony from the Nuremberg trials, and it's just amazing. I guess you put it in a Hollywood term, it's not as well done in that aspect. He's more of a like
I've seen it, yeah. Yeah,
you have seen it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it. Yeah.
I mean that's amazing. If you're not into Hollywood movies, you wouldn't get past the first hour. You know, if you're trying to pay attention, and he literally shows you the books, and mm-hmm. and explains, and then shows you the contrary evidence, and it's so well done. But you at least have brought this to the mainstream, in my opinion, soon be, to people that really don't get it. Because nowadays, everybody, like I said, they have to have flash and bangs and pretty pictures. And you did it very eloquently, and I'm so impressed with you and so proud of you for doing
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Chris, so much. We really appreciate your call.
Okay. I can't add much more at this point. I'm just I'm still ecstatic. I'm glad I got to speak with you, Dennis.
no problem.
And if there's an email I can get a hold of you on, I got other hosts, radio hosts that would love to speak with you as well.
Sure.
Maybe you could mention that.
Well, the website is thegreatestorynevertold.tv. Just send an email there. He'll find me.
Okay, Dennis. Well, thank you. And thank you for all you do, my friend.
Pleasure.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris. All right. Let's take Dale in North Carolina. Dale?
Hey, Deanna. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And you?
Always glad to hear from you. Listen, Deanna, I got to ask your guests a question, and I really I'm not trying to shoot anybody down here. What I want to know, okay, is we've been taught all our lives that Hitler was a bad man. And I started to watch this series, and it looks like this guy's glamorizing this guy. Where is he getting his information from?
Well, the information was freely available on the internet. The only problem was it was buried. And it was only because of my father telling me a lot about it when I was younger that I actually knew where to look. And most truthers today miss the thing about Hitler. From 9/11 onwards, they're looking at the bankers, they're looking at the Jews, they're looking at whoever, Zionists, Israel, but they completely miss the battle of World War II, which was caused by the bankers and by the Zionists and the Jews. And Hitler got mainland Europe together with this unbelievable army and took them on. He had to take them, he was forced. And he took them on, and they fought for 5 years to the death. Now, all I can say is what's in that documentary is what I found out to be true, what my father told me, and I've also sourced everything as well. So people think it's glamorizing. Sorry.
So what you're telling me is that what you've been documenting here is what you've been told by your relatives?
No, I was first told when I was a boy by my father who fought for the Axis powers. When I came home from school in England, and I was told about the Holocaust, etc. When I mentioned that to my dad about this evil Adolf Hitler, he then sat me down and told me exactly the reasons why he fought and other people fought for him. And it was a completely different story than what I was learning at school. But I had to keep quiet.
Okay, you know. So listen, here's the thing. You've got a lot of people in this world who believe Hitler was a rotten man.
For sure.
And now what you're telling us is because what your dad told you, now all of a sudden he's not?
No,
I mean,
I'm telling you.
Help me figure this out, Dennis.
No, listen. I'm telling you that my dad's got me thinking the way nobody else would think. Because everybody starts off the research that Hitler was a bad guy. All of a sudden, I start my research off with him not being the bad guy, and I then go down avenues and lanes and under mountains or wherever and find this information which is buried on the internet, because without the internet, I actually say at the end of the documentary, I couldn't have done it. But because of the internet, the information was out there, but I had to find it. Now, I don't care who they are. If people don't realize that Hitler was the victim, they would never go down the avenues that I went down. And I wouldn't have done if I didn't know about it. But when I went down there, I suddenly realized this is true. This is right. And I
Can I interrupt you, Dennis?
Sure.
Let me ask you one more question.
For sure.
Is there anywhere that this is documented on your website that we can actually verify this stuff?
Part 26 is complete sources. There's a whole list of sources of where the information came from. And plus, throughout the documentary, of course, it's quite easy. You can work things out that it's obviously true. Take, for instance, the Blueberg massacre, when the Croatians were sent back to Yugoslavia and massacred by the British. Well, the British openly admit it. That's on film. So it's obvious, you know what I'm saying? So there is, all through the documentary, there's pieces like that. There's also documented and sourced all the sources in Barney 6.
Dale may interject some here also.
I'm
very objective. I like to look at both sides. I grew up and believed for years and years that the Holocaust actually occurred. I believed that Adolf Hitler was the most evil person on the face of the earth. And then I thought, well, I'm going to look at the other side. And I started reading about, other documents, other sources. I read a lot of the transcripts from the Nuremberg trial. I read other history books, revisionist books, and I found the exact same thing that Dennis has found. And I have put that in book two. I did a trilogy. And certainly it's not popular, but truth is not a popularity contest. And just because something is widely believed does not mean that it is true. And certainly the victors write the history. And so we are going to get the history according to the court historian's version. Now, after World War I, the U.S. government sent 1,500 men throughout Europe to collect documents and all kinds of evidence indicating that that Germany did not start World War I, and documenting exactly who was behind World War I. And I thought, well, they probably did double duty after World War II. If they were that cognizant and that concerned about people finding out the truth, they would certainly do that after World War II, which is the case. And and of course, they did not want people to find out who had actually destroyed Russia, who had actually destroyed Germany, and the whole cause for World War I. So if they got it wrong in World War I, then they probably got it wrong in World War II. So, does that make any sense?
I'm saying, holy cow. I mean, how much more lying are we going to take before we really dig down deep and see? I mean, holy cow, you know? Holy cow.
They've done it since then. I mean, they did it in Iraq. I mean, they learned from World War II, where they've got control now of Germany, all its assets, all its education, all its media, all its publishing, right up to 2099. They've done the same in Iraq. They've left Iraq. They've left 100 rules, right, which Iraq now are in lockdown. And the kind of thing about it, and all the profits and the money and everything from whatever deals they do, goes to America, even though there's literally no American troops there. But they learned exactly the same from World War II, and they put into action in Iraq. The lies and the deceit and the thieving just goes on.
It's so sad. It's so sad. Well, thank you for letting me talk to you. And,
No problem. No problem.
Have a good evening. Thank you, Deanna.
Thanks, Dale. Okay, let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Deanna, and Mr. Wise, thank you very much.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, I was listening to your show when Werner from New Brunswick called in and said, you got to watch this. And that was back when it was about 15 parts. I watched 15 parts, and just this past Christmas and the day after Christmas, I finished watching all 27 parts.
Yep.
And I watched it again since then, and I'm just wondering, Mr. Wise, I'm under the impression, maybe I'm wrong, but as more information surfaces and more facts come out, you're going to add more parts onto this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
What's that last line you said? Sorry.
I was just wondering if, as more information comes out that you gather, are you going to add more parts from 27 to 30 to 35 and so on?
Well, that's a good question. At the moment, I'm working on another documentary, which is kind of about today and why the situation we are in since the loss of World War II. And in that research, I found out things that, for instance, when the Russians liberated Auschwitz, they raped all the women. Now, I haven't mentioned that in the documentary. It's not something I knew at the time of the documentary. Sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. All I'm saying is that I heard the same thing you're saying right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure. They were terrible.
Yeah. But I haven't been told about that before. You know, I just heard that they'd liberated Auschwitz, etc. But in the documentary itself, it mentions that Stalin didn't believe in prisoners of war, and any Soviets who were in them camps were sent straight to the gulags anyway. What I didn't realize, though, at Auschwitz, that the Soviets raped the women there. And now we have to believe the Soviets in Auschwitz, who said there were gas chambers. Things are starting not to add up.
And the only thing I have to add is that, Deanna, you had a guest on your show. Her mother was dying, and she read her mother's diary, and she was in a Hitler youth camp.
Yes.
Why don't you hook Dennis and her daughter up and just let them talk? Because I'll tell you what. And the only reason I'm going to spring out of this is because my grandmother was from Austria. And my grandfather on my father's side was from Germany.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend that I dated was from Siegen, West Germany. And she said that her mother, and her mother just passed away 4 years ago, she said that she only had good things to say about Hitler. That confirms what your guest said. I think you need to hook these two people up.
Sure.
Dennis, I am a big fan of yours. Thank you very much for opening people's eyes. And I push this film on everybody. And I mention it on a lot of different calls that I make into different shows. And thanks again. Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you, Jerry. All righty. Let's take Fred in Iowa. Fred, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hi, Diane. Is your guest name Wiseman?
No. Dennis Wise.
Wise, in your book, do you say anything or any information about the Roman papacy upheld and supplied Hitler?
Yeah, in the new documentary, I go into the Vatican.
And,
my findings are that when Germany took over Europe, so to speak, the Vatican, well, Mussolini before Hitler, the Vatican had been infiltrated by Freemasons before then. Mussolini got rid of the Freemasons, Hitler got rid of the Freemasons, and the Vatican was as Europe was, free for 12 years. Now, in 1945, when Germany fell, then they were...
All righty, gentlemen, we are going to a break. Fred, you're welcome to stay over the break if you have further questions or comments. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015, with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free your mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago. And I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. Painkillers out of this world. I started taking this, I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking, he said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and I am subbing for Clint tonight and tomorrow night. And our guest tonight is Dennis Wise, that's W-I-S-E, also known as Truth Will Out. He is the producer of the very popular Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. His website is thegreateststorynevertold.tv. And the gentleman that was talking about the lady that I had on, whose mother was in the Hitler Youth, is Cynthia Sandor, an absolutely wonderful, wonderful person. I haven't talked to her for a while, and she wrote a book called Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. In fact, I need to have her on again. A wonderful, wonderful person who demonstrates some of the wonderful characteristics that she learned from her mother. Okay, Fred, did you have other questions or comments?
Yeah, and the wife, I got to get your book and read it.
Can I just answer that quickly, that first question?
Okay.
If you remember, Hitler helped Spain when the communists were trying to take over Spain. He sent the Luftwaffe over to Africa so Franco could bring his army into Spain and eventually defeat the communists. Well, them communists in Spain were taking out nuns, they were taking out priests, they were burning churches down, and so the Vatican knew very well what was going to come from if the Soviets invaded Europe. So Hitler was a kind of a protector of the Vatican. And for them 12 years, protected the Vatican up to 45, when eventually Germany fell. And even though they was in great danger, they managed to smuggle a lot of top Germans out of Europe through the rat lines, as you've probably heard of. But eventually, it was always going to be infiltrated again. And by the time 1961, 63, when the Second Vatican Council came in and totally, they made it, made those rules, previous rules, in such a way that they could be changed so easily that now you see that the Catholic Church today is a shadow of what it used to be, and of course infiltrated by more Freemasons and now blotted with the paedophiles as well. So the whole thing was to destroy Christianity, because Christianity is the enemy of communism and it is the enemy of Freemasonry.
Well, I think you're sincere, but you got it backwards.
Fred, have you watched the movie?
Not yet. The Vatican is not infiltrated. The Vatican is infiltrating the Protestant religion. Dresden, Germany, the northern part of Germany, that was where most of the Protestants were. We and the British just bombed the hell out of it. And if you look up in your history of what the genocide that happened in Croatia, just find out who in the hell backed and done that. Now, this is something that one out of 100 people will understand. When Napoleon's General Berthier in 1798 went into the Vatican and incarcerated him, and then the beast died while he's incarcerated, and then they said, how did the beast live?
Napoleon was a Freemason.
Right. Well, right.
Napoleon was a Freemason.
But people don't understand who controls and backs and created the Masons, and that was the Jesuits. But anyhow, Mussolini reinstated the Vatican in 1929. The beast come alive again. Who can fight the beast? Anyhow, I think you've got a hell of a book, and I'm going to read it. But,
it is actually a movie, and you can watch that movie at thegreateststorynevertold.tv. It's a beautiful movie, and I hope that you will watch it as soon as you can at the website, thegreateststorynevertold.tv. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back in about 3 minutes. Thank you, Fred, for your phone call.
Financial